Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Guys, we've got a 12-team Superflex PPR 1.75 tight end premium start 10. Are you going Justin Jefferson or Jalen Waddle, the 209, and call it a mid-25 first? Scott, go ahead, man.
All right, we got Justin Jefferson, who apparently is now the wide receiver 3-4. Anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the same tier. But you're getting the package here. You're getting a mid-first next year, Jalen Waddle, the 209, and a start 10. I would lean the Jefferson side. Unless I know my league, I can turn around and turn the 209 and the 106, 7, 8 projected next year into another equivalent receiver in the same range as Waddle. You know, like I'd be willing to do a 2-for-1 if it's like that. If I know I'm just stuck with those picks, then I'm probably fine just taking the Jefferson side. But it 1.75, you know, if I could go get a Trey McBride, Laporta, or something like that with that pick, I'd be fine with the Waddle and the other piece. I just probably want to turn those two extra pieces into one solid one.
So when Shane saw this, what, 30 seconds before we started, he was like, Jefferson, quickly. So explain yourself.
He's the wide receiver 1 in fantasy football by production. And apparently, were you on KTC? Did he move on KTC somehow?
No, and last year he was, I believe, wide receiver 6 in points per game.
Okay, whatever. So he's every year. It's dynasty fantasy football. And that was a down year for him. My dude has been a top, real quick, he's been a top 9 receiver 3 times. At least a top 9 receiver 3 times. So, yeah, I'm taking JJ. Waddle could obviously, if Tyreek does Tyreek type things, Waddle could have a smash year next year while Tyreek is taking some time off. But no, I mean, it's a lot of work to get back to like, oh, now I'm going to trade this elite player and then I'm going to try to do some more work so I can get an elite player.
Right. Let's check this one out. So this is a 10-team Superflex. Shane, we'll start with you. 10-team Superflex PPR 1.5 tight end premium start 10. Garrett Wilson and Justin Herbert or Josh Allen? Is that even close?
No, I mean, close, yes, it's Josh Allen. But it's just if you would offer, if this was offered last year, I'd be like, I'd smash the Garrett Wilson and Justin Herbert side. But Garrett Wilson obviously disappointed and it wasn't his fault. And then Justin Herbert has no wide receivers right now. Like you could get some run out of the slot. Like you'd be the big slot for San Diego or Los Angeles, excuse me, which would not be good. So I'll go Josh Allen, but it's not actually a smash.
Shane is breaking stuff to get the Josh Allen side here. 12 teamer, does this change, Shane?
That's why I made it a 10 team to make it a little
Shane, different. Did you even realize it was a 12, a 10?
Yeah. I mean, no. If it's 12, 11.
Says, yeah, but no.
If it's 12, 11, I might take the Garrett Wilson side. If it's 12 by 12, I might take the Garrett Wilson side. If it's 12 by 13, I will take the Justin Herbert and Garrett Wilson side.
Clay, if that's a 12 teamer, are you taking the Herbert Wilson side?
I don't know. I don't know because it's not very often when Josh Allen is in your inbox, right? Having a chance to be able to get him. So I don't know. I like Garrett Wilson. I'm quote unquote buying Garrett Wilson. But it's tight. It's tight. I think I would lean Josh Allen. 8.5 times out of 10. Let's say that. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, is Justin Herbert counterfeit?
I'm a Herbert truther, man. He's still just really good at football. I'm not worried about him.
No, he's gonna be a stud, and I definitely want to buy him as many places as I can. I don't know if that's the way I want to go about it, but I definitely do want him in as many leagues as I can get. I'm going to assume they are going to draft some wide receiver help. They're not going into the season with Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnston.
No. Help is coming. Help is coming, Justin. Steve, thank you for the three hammers. Much appreciated. So, Scott, we'll start with you on this one. It is a 12-team, 1QB, start 8 PPR. Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, James Cook, Aaron Jones, Eckler, Justin Jefferson, Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Waddle, Keenan. And then at tight end, Kelsey, Laporta. Pick-wise has the 106, 112, 209, couple thirds. He's got 225 seconds and then has his first and 26. Give Chase, CMC, Waddle. Get Bijan, Achan, Alave, and Devontae Smith. And then the last part real quick was, would you rather keep the big three wide receivers together or get some running back depth since my running back room is shaky? What do you think here? 12-team, 1QB, start 8. Scott.
Steve, I'm a level with you. Appreciate the hammers. Thank you. It's a start 8. Your running back room is not shaky. You have Christian McCaffrey, which is arguably the most productive running back in the league. And then you have three decent running backs behind him. But more importantly, you have a mountain of assets that don't have to be running backs today, but can be running backs tomorrow. It's a start 8, and I'm rolling out Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, Sam Laporta, and who the hell knows what my other two starters are, but they're picking between all probably 12-plus point-per-game players, plus the 106, plus four future firsts. Yeah, I'm good. This is one of those teams where if it didn't win, you just run it back next year. And you hope you get lucky because it's a start 8. Shane's a start 8.
I mean, that
you really want to trade just to trade. You know what I mean? Like the 106 even is just.
And the 112, like just package. Yeah. See how high up can you get? Can you do the 106, 112, 209? Can that get you to the top 4 even? Right. Just climb 2 spots in a 1QB. Nice. Shane's on mute. That was on the bingo card, but I took it off. I didn't think Shane was going to be on mute. Here we are.
Shane is not ready to go.
I am not on my home turf, and whenever I'm not on my home turf, I'm on my ex's at my ex's. You know, it's always disconcerting, discombobulating. I'm discombobulated, but yeah, I don't see the purpose of moving Chase, CMC, Waddle for Bijan, Achane, Alave, Devonta. Like you don't help your cause there. You're moving sideways. And like Scott said, it's start 8. Like if this is start 10, 11, shit. Yeah, okay. Now we're talking. Start 8, nah. Just take the strongest pieces, Chase and CMC. But like, yeah, can I get a chain or Bijan? I'll give up everything else for one of those two.
I mean, on this team, like Travis Kelce's coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Steve is in good shape. For sure, but try to package those picks and yeah, try to consolidate any crap that you may have, which you don't have. But yeah, you're in good shape. I look forward to seeing hammers from you down the road saying I won the ship this past year.
Steve, trade Keenan Allen to the league to expand the starters by one.
Right, just give him away. Here's a Keenan Allen.
I'll throw him out to anybody that wants him if we can just vote to expand the starters.
Matt the Moose, thank for the hammer. Much appreciated. It is a 12-team Superflex start 10, half PPR, full PPR for the tight ends. Shane, the quarterbacks are A-Rich, Minshew, and Trash Gans. Any QB on a 53, or I'm sorry, any running back on a 53? Yes. I got it.
Minshew is above a can now, no. And then there's cans, and then there's
untrue.
Minshew's the
didn't
can
have
line.
Enough space for any RB on a 53, so it's just any 53.
Listen,
which includes punters and guards and everything.
I am the official arbiter of hammers and cans. You have to check with me before you just assume Gardner Minshew is
Minshew a can, or is he still a can?
He's a can still.
Okay.
He's a recycling bin.
He is above a can. He's like a he's like the plastic recycling bin. Like so, he's still refuse, but it's good refuse.
All right. So let me get through this. This was definitely a bingo card too. Maybe having to reread. Okay. So it's A-Rich, Minshew, and trash cans. No running backs. Dobbs, Burks, QJ, and then has McBride and Goddard at tight end. Has the 103-4-5. And then the 202 through 205, and then has some thirds. Traded the 101, 109, 111 for A-Rich, the 103, and the 203. I've tried packaging my 24 seconds for a 25 first with no luck. The activity level right now is low, but it'll probably pick up soon. So, Shane, this is a 12-team Superflex Start 10 half PPR, small tight end premium. What do you think about this trade? Traded the 101, 109, 111 for A-Rich, 103 and 203. You go with it?
Go back to that first page.
Yeah.
When you read the trade, Shane and I both gave the, okay.
But the rest of his roster is conspicuously empty.
Canny?
Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah, and I mean, that's my issue with this deal is that if I was going to move the 101, I think I would have preferred trying to split it. Now, I don't know that he didn't already try that and this was all he could do, but I think I would have passed on this considering based on what my team looks like right now. Like I said, he listed no running backs and his first wide receiver he listed was Romeo Dobbs and Treylon Burks. Like, that's not good. Like, I don't think we're in a position where we're throwing the 101, an extra pick, etc., and giving up the 101 and additional picks for A-Rich. Nah, I don't like this deal. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think by the end of this year, your roster should be Anthony Richardson, Trey McBride, and whatever you do with the picks.
No other players.
Literally no other players unless you draft really young guys.
Literally no other players. Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, let's move that one here. Let's go to the crowd. Alex is always first. Alex is always first as soon as the stream gets set up. Thank for the question, sir. 10-team Superflex Start 9. Can we get a price check on ETN? Feels like he's undervalued. Has good draft investment from Jacksonville. Just put up a solid season. He says RB3. How does he compare with Hall, Kyren, and others, Scott?
Well, it's a 10-team start 9, so we're talking pretty shallow here. So I would say he's not a can. He's definitely above a can. It's a fancy can. It's a can that has one of those pop tops where you don't need a can opener, so it's easier. Right. It's not, you know, not as tough to get anything from. To say, though, ETN really has anything other than just 1 year, what can he do for me this year value, I think is probably not unfair. I mean, he's going into his fourth year. I'm guessing they pick up his fifth year option. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But he's still a running back. He's been good, but not great. Not his fault he missed the entire first year. So, I mean, compared to, I guess here's the thing. If I have ETN, I'm not paying what it takes to move up to get Breece Hall, especially if it's a 10-team start 9 and someone probably literally is like, I need you to give me, you know, Puka Nacua on top to get Breece Hall. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But in a deeper league, I'm probably just riding with ETN as like, I'll just bet on him being RB10. And if I lose to the team that has RB4, then so be it. So I guess if he can tier up in a 10-team start 9 and give up equivalent of like a Devontae Smith type receiver, then sure. But if other than that, like I just feels like he's in the Kyren Williams, the veterans, I don't feel much different about than Travis Etienne. Yet people in Dynasty are probably like, oh, he's still young, you know, but he's going into his fourth year. Like, what is that between running backs? What's the difference between fourth and sixth year, really?
It was like, as I was reading a Jackie Moon question here, would you give up Breece Hall for Etienne in a mid 25 first? Or which side are you on that?
In a 10 by 9?
Start 9. No problem. Well, not no problem, but you're more
10 by 9. I think I'd rather just stick with the high end asset there. And I'm all about, I mean, if that's a 12 by 11, 12 by 10, how I would normally play running back, give me the first. But 10 by 9, isn't that exactly, if you build up your war chest to have a bunch of assets, isn't exactly that the type of deal you'd want to do to go get a hammer?
Yeah, Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Jackie Moon, I see this here. I put my question here, but bought a hammer for bingo. Did it get in the hopper? Okay. I will, I'll just send you, if you bought a hammer, I'll make sure
I deleted it.
I'll make sure that you get your bingo card. Jackie Moon, put your, whatever your buy me a coffee name is, put that in the chat so I know which one's you. Okay, let's go back to the banners here. We've got the technically proficient gorilla. Thank you for your hammer. It is a super flex start nine PPR, 26 man rosters, adopted a left on the side of the road orphan last season. He said it's an old roster, almost no draft capital. It is Levis, Minshew, and Trash Cans, Keaton Mitchell, Chandler, and that's all. Jaden Reed, Dotson, Wicks, QJ. At tight end, Musgrave. Pick-wise, has the 102, but then just the 202, 208, and a third. Future-wise, it looks like, yeah, he doesn't have any future firsts. It looks like 25 and 26 seconds.
God, thank God they left him those future seconds, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gosh.
Not a lot of orphans
with
25 firsts. Ouch.
Why do a lot of ruined rosters have QJ on them?
Yeah, you wonder, right? So there's an inbox offer for the 102. You would get the 301 and 225 firsts, both projected, he thinks, you know, mid late, and then also Jordan Addison. Grab the bag or stick at 102. Needs a lot of assets, but let's just call it, yeah, that third Jordan Addison and two mid to late 25 firsts or the 102. What do you think,
Shane? Fix this for him, please.
I mean, here's the problem. Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. So obviously I'm going to try to shop that 102 for what looks to be better than late 25 firsts. I don't care about QJ. Yeah, just get rid of him. That's a roster clogger. Absolutely useless in totality.
And this is a start nine, by the way.
Yeah,
just start nine. Reminder, so, yeah. All his players get worse when you say start nine.
And I mean, someone's saying keep the 102. That's fine. He has no 25 first. He has no 26 first. Even in a start nine, he doesn't have – he has one player that I'd be comfortable starting in Reed. That's it. Like, I'm moving Levis for a 26 first if I can. I don't even know anyone buying Chandler and Mitchell. So anyway, back to the moral of the story. I'm splitting the 102. I'm doing everything in my power to not make it 225 firsts. If I can make it 105 and a 26 first, I would still do that. This is a rare start nine where it's a multiple year rebuild. You don't come across that often. So he was not lying. He found this orphan completely abandoned.
No, for sure. Scott shaking his head. Okay, we will go ahead.
I don't have anything. I mean, the chat is saying basically you got to move the 102 because it's the only, you have to find a deal and you probably have to take a degree of risk on the deal as well, because you pick a player. It doesn't change if you draft Caleb Williams there. He becomes the same thing. Well, I have to find a way to split him. And you don't know what the only thing I could see was if you draft a guy like Marv or Caleb and they end up hitting right away, there's probably going to be an opportunity where, you know, the Herbert of the world or Amon-Ra, somebody like that gets injured and you're able to leverage it for an extra piece. That's the only thing where you could benefit by having a good player rather than future picks. But that's it.
Sounds good. Okay. Shane, can you find Jackie Moon's question? He said he got his bingo card for me, but the question is in the chat. Okay. Let's go back to these banners. We've got three. Is this the one right here? Yeah. Three hammers from Adam R. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Scott, we're going to start with you on this one because this is a best ball. It is a 12-team Superflex PPR, 1.5 at the tight end, start 10. Josh Allen, Trey Lance. Has Ken Walker, Justice Hill, Nyheim Hines, Sean Tucker. These are some names we don't typically see. JJ, Amon-Ra, Puka, Higgins, Romeo Doubs, Shakir. And then Kincaid, Freiermuth, and Goddard at tight end. Has the 107, 111, all 25 picks. And again, said it's best ball. Do I sell all the picks for the best QB I can get and go for the win now, or try and draft two rookie quarterbacks? The activity level is mid in this league. What do you think here, Scott?
Adam, I think you should take a look around the list of cans. It definitely includes some of the ones that you actually listed their names. Naheem Hines, Sean Tucker, could have abbreviated that with cans, but neither here nor there. I mean, again, this is another roster that, I mean, go through in a start 10 half PPR. What are the assets here? The receivers, the one quarterback, and Goddard, maybe. Three receivers, one quarterback, Kincaid, and then the rest of it is just, you know, Dobbs, probably Clogger, Shakir, Davis, Clogger. I mean, Higgins, you could probably sell. I'd probably go through, go to the next part.
Yeah, what's that? Let's see, best ball. Do I sell all the picks for the best quarterback? What do you think?
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is it's best ball. So, you know, you're going to need a different quarterback room to probably compete, even with Allen. You're going to need a couple more QBs. So I don't think I would, if I have Allen, I've been more on the kick of, if I have Allen in a lineup league, I'm willing to just basically go gross at QB2. Or if I have Allen in a best ball league, I'm really able to go like gross as long as I have two starters at QB2 and 3. But they can be like, I don't care what happens to them. They can be Minshew. It can be Carr. You know what I mean? Geno Smith. I don't care.
Because Allen's like, going to hold them up.
And you got to get to there.
Because you're allocating the assets elsewhere.
Yeah. And probably the one thing that you have that you just cannot survive with in this league is in a lineup or in a best ball league. I don't want to have the any running backs on a 53. I'm fine with like Shakir, Dobbs, Gabe Davis in best ball. I'm fine with your tight ends in best ball. Really what you need is probably more running backs with roles. So how do you get those? This is probably a team going to see, what can I buy with the 107? Can I get a 2-for-1 special? Shane, can I get Saquon Barkley and Alvin Kamara for the 107?
From me? No.
How about I go down from Kamara to James Conner?
This is best ball. You're trying to get both of them.
James Conner and Saquon.
Yeah. I'm giving you the 107, dude. Come on.
So what's the right answer? What's the right answer?
Stop with the hard sale, all right?
Yeah, what if getting that off?
The answer is you need probably four running backs with locked-in roles, and you have, what, Ken Walker? And we're rostering Trey Lance. I mean, that you have pieces that you could probably convince somebody else to take. You just got to get the right roster construction. You can't win with just a bunch of cans at running back in a best ball. You're just going to take zeros.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Love it. I'm just thinking of the business, the bingo card. I've almost got bingo on my end. I'm not gonna click the thing. Tyler, thank you for the hammer. Much appreciated. 12-team Superflex PPR start 9. Shane, you look dialed in and focused on what we're doing, right? This one's for you. Burrow, trash cans, Bijan, James Cook, Brian Robinson, Jalen Warren, Amon-Ra, Flowers, Addison, Rice, Downs, JSN, and then also has JMO. At tight end, Laporta, Kincaid, Michael Mayer, and that's it. 101, 103, 202, 206, 7, and then has a third and 425 firsts. I'm wondering if I should take Caleb first, or Marv and then Daniels. I'd like Marv. Trying to trade some 25s for the 105 or a vet QB. It's mid activity level league. Any advice here, Shane? 12 team Superflex start 9.
Taking Marv at 101. Because if I don't, Marv will not be there at 103. I understand that Caleb Williams will not be there, but what's that dude's name? Jaden Daniels, Drake May, will be there. One of those two. And I'm okay with that as the consolation prize. I'd rather go Marv and one of those two than Caleb. And I like Neighbors, but Neighbors. Although,
you know, I have a trade proposal for you, Shane. James Cook in the 103 for the 102. Would you do that?
The 103 and the 102. Cook in this league?
Yes.
103 and 102 for James
Cook. That's a sucker trade.
I'll give you the 202 James Cook and the 103 for the 102.
A lot going on there.
Scott is just doing everything he can to bump up one spot and be able to have both of them.
Try that, Clay, and just go Caleb Marv, and just you hammer him to death. And I don't give a shit what I give up. The 206, the 207, the 306. Would you take your shittiest 25 first and add it to the 103 to get the 102?
He's got the
ammo to get that deal done. He just has to feel out that manager and see what it would take, right? Like, he's got plenty of pieces. How about you throw in a JMO? How about that?
I mean, if he's absolutely hellbent on it has to be Caleb and it has to be Marv, yeah. You know, do what you can to move up to that 102. Is it James Cook is enough? The 103 and James Cook for the 102? I mean, try it. But, you know, what's funny is I think the throw, it's a start nine, and what I really want is super upside, right? And everyone, not me, but you listen to NFL podcasts with actual scouts and whatnot, and they tell you that Neighbors' upside is above Marv's for whatever that's worth. In a start nine, I would think I might want to go Neighbors over Marv. I might just go Caleb, let someone else take Marv at 102, and then go get Neighbors at 103 if I didn't want to make any moves. That's just me.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to cover that again with you in like 45 minutes. Where your head's at. It seems like you talked yourself into that side.
No, I'm not talking myself into it. I mean, honestly, you can do whatever you want right there. If you are more comfortable with going Caleb and then getting Neighbors at 103, fine. If you're more comfortable, like I said, with going Caleb and then Neighbors at 103, cool. If you want Marv, then go Marv 101 and then take whatever quarterback falls you at 103.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to this one right here. Let's go to the one in the, here it was.
Hold on.
Apologies. I got the bingo card. Am I supposed to post my question in the chat here? Also, what? What's up?
Nothing. I thought someone had bingo already.
Oh. And did Jackie Moon, did you find his question is buried in there? Yeah. And for the one that was just put on the screen, you don't have a question. You just have the bingo card that you're clicking off. And when you get bingo, say bingo. Okay. Let's go to this one from Ethan. It's a strategy question. How do you approach an offseason which you're in the middle of the pack team? Sell vets or just wait until the regular season to determine which way to pivot? Play it safe and just rebuild is another option. What do you think here? What comes to mind?
I mean, this is definitely a 15-minuter, maybe more. I would say that if I could do the offseason over again, I was probably not as active as I wanted to be from like January to February, because I think the edge there is being able to lean into the demand of what the market is during that period of time. If you want to get stuff done, especially when there's shows like this where people are literally following our advice and then we get into leagues with them and then it's like, man, I wonder why I can't trade cheaply for guys like Sam Howell or Trey Lance, you know, because the person goes, I'm not falling for that. I had someone literally direct message me in a league that has people that I know from the Discord are like, I'm not falling for that offer. There's an offer where you'd put on paper and most people would go, oh my gosh, you're getting Rashad Bateman in the 212 for a backup QB? Nah, man, I don't know. I'd rather have the backup QB. Like, people are catching on. So I think leaning into just what the demand of the market says, which means what you want to do is probably not what other people are trying to do from the opposite approach.
Yeah.
Man, it's January. I would love to sell Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett and my running backs. And man, before I know anything about prospects, I would love to sell that 112 for a usable player. And then what happens as we get closer to the draft? People start going, ah, man, the tier break might be like the 111, 112. Like, I kind of want those picks a little bit.
Yep.
So I think to get stuff done in the offseason, you got to lean into what do other people want? There's probably a team in your league that might be thinking, hey, you know what? I'll buy some veterans, but you got to probably match the price they're willing to pay because it's just the process, right? You're leaning into getting stuff done. Every deal you do should be made with the goal of having some sort of purpose with doing the trade, getting your roster in a certain direction.
Right.
You trade away Mike Evans in February, you're not just smashing the other manager with a victory on that trade. You know, most likely you're just getting rid of him because you'd like to get him off whatever roster it is. So I'd say just lean into the demand where it is on the other side. I don't know if you have any thoughts, Shane. It's what topic we could do like a whole mannequin chill on, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not Shane. Yeah. I was just going to add in, ideally, sure, you're holding on to these vets who are scoring a bunch of points. It looks like you're not going to make the playoffs. And it's like, oh, I'll just ditch these veteran points. That's in a perfect world. That's what you want to do, right? Be able to liquidate at their height when they're scoring points and you don't want those points. But, you know, keep that in mind. You're not necessarily going to be able to pull that off in your league. Dick Stuckson. Thank you for the three hammers. Appreciate it. This has got Shane written all over it. Okay, 12-team Superflex, start 12. It's got Mahomes and Stafford and Levis at quarterback. Running backs are Kyren, Chubb, Kendre, Tyreek, Nico, Godwin, Myers, Keenan Allen, D-Hop at wide receiver, and then Musgrave, Michael Mayer at tight end. Picks-wise, has the 102 and a couple of thirds. The 101 is QB needy. Stick and pick what's sounding like Marv or try to move. If move, what positional need? Thanks. 12-team Superflex start 12, Shane. So a deep format here.
So I mean, I guess he's just going telling us that the team at 101 is definitely going to be taking a quarterback. More than likely, they're going to be taking Caleb Williams.
Right. And is wondering what, you know, if he had to pick at 102, I guess which way you would go there. But he was wondering if he should try to move. And if so, what is he looking to do with that jockeying?
I mean, there's a limited number of spots I want to move back, right? Because if I'm moving off of 102, which is Marv, the furthest I want to go back is 103 to ensure that I can get Neighbors. Now, maybe when the draft comes around and Odunze is drafted higher than Neighbors, maybe Odunze leaps him. Who knows right now that it could go that way. I mean, it limits who you can move to. Like I said, you can move to the 103 and see if he wants to give you something to move back. Positional need. I mean, we don't care about running backs. Your running backs look really good to me. Kyren, Chubb, Kendre. You definitely could use a wide receiver with Tyreek and then Tyreek getting older. And then Nico is your wide receiver too.
What are you sparking at, Scott?
I just want to applaud Shane of how far we've come. He looks at that running back room and he's like, oh, it looks good.
He looks at the
receivers and like, holy shit, we need more of them.
I mean, he definitely needs depth there, but Kyren, Chubb and Kendre. I just
love how you see that and you're like, oh, good. Ooh, and then the receivers, you're like, wait a second. I don't have 8 of the top 15, so I'm weak.
Well, he's got Tyreek and Nico. Beautiful, right? We talked about Nico on last night's Mannequin Show when we were recording, but it gets a little sketch when we get to Godwin and Myers. It is start 12, right? Keenan D-Hop. I mean, I guess you don't have to limit yourself to 103. I really don't want to move off of Marv, but in a start 12, I would investigate if anyone wants to take that 102 off my hands for multiple firsts. So that's probably the way I'm leaning. If not, worst comes to worst, then sure, I'm drafting Marv there.
Shane, I'll give you the 102 and you give me the 103 and James Cook.
But no, why am I giving you multiple players here? It's start 12.
No, but is 103 and James Cook a deal you would do with this team?
Getting it for the 102?
Yes. He's good at running back.
No, I don't care. I'll still take it. It's still
the last league you said 12. No.
It's different.
Explain to the people why the start nine and start 12 matters. Okay, there you go.
Look, I got to be honest with you. If anyone's watching this doesn't understand the difference between start nine and start 12, I can't help you. I'm not in the mood for it because I got a lot of comments in YouTube on my show today that pissed me off. If you can't figure out the difference between start nine and start 12, I don't know if I can ever help you. We'll just put it this way. If it's start 12, you obviously need more starters, right? So James Cook would be a very good starter in a start 12. That is a high-end starter. If someone was trying to pawn J-Mo in the 103 on you for the 102, well, then they're just trying to get you, like, here's more pieces. But James Cook would be a high-end starter in most leagues, and especially in a start 12. So,
yeah, give your take here, Scott, real quick. So start 12 team superflex start 12. Should he move back? Should he move back the 102? If not, who are you taking?
I mean, I totally agree with the be willing to move back a spot or two and still target. Honestly, like, I wouldn't hate if he took a quarterback. If I can turn the 102 into 103, 4 or 5 and get two pieces, depending on the strength of the second piece, I'd be willing to move back a couple spots. But also understand, it's not like his roster is so bad that if he has to add Marvin Harrison here, that we're just in trouble. You could probably win with the team on paper as you see it, with Marvin Harrison on it. Whatever you do with those thirds, just make sure it fits your roster construction, and then make sure your roster construction isn't... See, this is where we need to see the whole team, Clay, because after D-Hop, if there's like 10 more receivers, then I'm like, that's where you're actually just losing money. Mm-hmm. By having a bunch of extra pieces, you could get in a start 12. I mean, how many times in start 12s have you started like, man, I'm grateful to have this running back to throw in the flex. You know what I mean?
Literally every last one that's ever existed. I'm like, oh, Boston Scott, there's a good start this week.
DJ Dallas back in the day. DJ Dallas was cracking.
I mean, some of our leagues, like, I've turned over the page to this year, and it's like you look on your roster and I go, wait a second. I have Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, and Chuba Hubbard. Like, holy shit, I have all three. That's jackpot. Like three starters.
I will say this. He has 6 wide receivers he can start, right? And he has... let's be honest. He has 2 running backs he can start. I don't know. It's Chubb. I have no idea.
2 running backs and 3 knees.
Yeah. So he's got 9 starters right there. 9 legit starters. So if you had to add Marv, that's 11 with the quarterbacks. That's a no bullshit good 12 player roster. When some of the people in your league are definitely going to be throwing out players that make J-Mo look great.
So we've got 1,343 eyeballs watching right now on a Tuesday night. Thank you so much for joining. Hit the like, the heart, whatever you see in front of you. Easiest way to help out this little channel here. Let's keep going with this question, and look who this is from. This is from our new boy, Roman, who's no longer our intern. He's one of our coworkers, right?
Oh, I thought we fired him. I was like, this is awkward.
It was supposed to be Shane's intern. I immediately just took him and was like, no, you're going to do this. Okay. Scott said this would be good for the show after it did a call. 12 team, 2 QB, start 10, PPR. It's also 2 tight ends. And it looks like it's 2 PPR for the tight ends. Okay. So let me clean that up. 12 team, 2 QB, 2 tight end, 2.0 tight end premium, start 10. Herbert, Kyler, CJ Stroud, Hurts, Anthony Richardson. Wow. CMC, trash cans. Waddle, QJ, Christian Watson, Marquise Brown. And then at tight end, McBride, Musgrave, and Dulcich. Has the 101, 103, 112, 201, 212. And says, no one wants to pay for a quarterback, and it's rough out there. Outbox, Herb and the 212 for Amon-Ra and the 106, or Hertz for JJ and a 25 first. What do you think? He says, give up, fire sale, or quadruple down with Caleb. As of now, like Scott said on Did It, they would rather see me fail than themselves succeed. So Scott, you go ahead and address this first, since you're familiar with it. Deep form, pretty deep format here.
Yeah, I mean, this is a hell of a team. I mean, you got 5 of the top 8 dynasty quarterbacks, top 10 on this roster. It's a 2 QB, so, I mean, you can lean into it.
Yeah.
But I think to answer his first question, Do I want to give up Justin Herbert for that? No. But in the context of this, I would take the 108 and Amon-Ra St. Brown for Justin Herbert and the second, and just be grateful, because Roman said it himself. Nobody's paying for a QB. So someone just threw you a life raft.
Yeah, exactly.
That's off the cruise ship in the dark. Someone goes, I'll save you. And they just sent you. Honestly, they sent you the best package you could probably get for the one QB you probably want to trade.
It's perfect.
So take that. Yeah. Now you have the 101. Now you can just go, all right, I'm taking Marvin Harrison, or, man, part of me kind of wants to take Brock Bowers here.
And a two tight end,
and then take Malik Nabers and still go to bat with Malik Nabers and now Amon-Ra St. Brown and Brock Bowers. Because, I mean, you could justify Brock Bowers in a two PPR start two tight end league as well. And now you have McBride and Brock Bowers. I mean, the point is, if you can get that deal done, you're sitting, this would not be a team I would want to play with, because now I have four good QBs and I feel good about the four QBs. Like, I probably want at least three. So if someone comes to me with another deal like that, I would consider it, but now there's not as much pressure.
Yeah. Any thoughts here, Shane, or do you need to catch up?
No, I kind of like the Jalen Hurts for JJ and a 25 first deal. I mean, and it's all from the context of, clearly your league doesn't really value quarterbacks at the way you want them to. And then I'm just looking, you have Kyler, who's a top eight quarterback, and then you have A-Rich. Now, obviously, it's a lot of risk with A-Rich, right? He could be a top three quarterback next year or not, just way below that. But you'd still have Herbert to back that up.
Shane, why? I'm surprised you would do the Jefferson in the 25 for Hurts before the Herbert and Amon-Ra in the 108. I would much prefer the 108 in a two tight end, two QB. Like, this is the class. That is a golden pick. That is, if they leave me with J.J. McCarthy, I literally replaced Justin Herbert with a guy that could be the next Justin Herbert, and I did it for free.
Yeah.
Like, this is the class where I want that 108 way so more than the.
Let's be clear what I said. I didn't say I would take it. I said I would think about it. Jesus Christ, everyone is so final. Like, you can't even say I think something, because everyone's like, you said.
I got to look at the YouTube
people
comments.
In the chat.
Was it bad? Was it bad, Shane? The YouTube comments? Was it on the Shane Says? People were being mean?
I'm a little annoyed. again, I'm just saying I would think about it. I would think about it. There's a world where JJ in a 25 first is pretty attractive. And I'm not thinking about it in the sense of, well, I'm giving up Hurts as opposed to giving up Herbert. I'm thinking it in the sense of, either way, I still have someone that can slide in that Hurts role. Anthony Richardson, obviously, I'm assuming, is a player that could put up Hurts-like numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, if you wanted to wait till next year and see if he actually does it before you make a move, cool.
Shane, would you do both trades? And now you have Amon-Ra, Jefferson, the 108, and the 25 first. And now your plans change to, I'm now drafting Caleb Williams at 101. And now I have Caleb, Kyler, A-Rich, and Stroud. And I feel just as good about my QB room, but I have Amon-Ra and Justin Jefferson and Malik Nabers.
If I do that, I don't even know if I'm drafting Caleb, because then I still have Kyler, A-Rich, and CJ Stroud.
It might just start two, though.
It's a
two QB. I know.
Would you do both? I mean, like, that. I think the one thing that makes me now think I want to do both is, he says the quarterback market is shit. So wouldn't you almost want to just take both and then make the quarterback problem somebody else's?
Well, I mean, the problem is you're giving it to two different dudes, right? That sounded terrible.
That was not on the bingo card right there.
That was not on the bingo card.
Sorry. You'd have to think about that, right? Like, you end up with two first, JJ and Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's a pretty, pretty wicked. Now, yeah, you're giving up a lot. You're definitely giving up a lot. But considering what your team looks like at the quarterback position, like, you're so solid. Like you said, and if you wanted to, I guess you could draft Cable a bit 101, but I would go Marv. Or I could try to trade back for that pick. See if I get like the 102 or the 103, go Nabers, and then something else at 104. Bowers is probably, Bowers will go off the board before that. So I'll go Bowers. Oh, yeah. 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 I want to make both deals now.
Yeah, of course you do.
Once Shane talks through it, he's like, oh my god, I need he's to like, get oh, in this
sounds
league
great look at these names these deals done. Ethan, thank you for the hammer, appreciate it. Scott, this is a 10 team, but it says 12 after the season. You always like to see that. It's a sign of a healthy league, right, when they're making tweaks, expanding, things like that. So 10 team for now. Start 10 super flex, half PPR, full point for tight ends, and there's also some first down bonuses. We have Herbert, Dak, quarterback. Wide receivers are Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown, Ayuk, D.J. Moore, Keenan Allen, D.O. John, Sutton, Christian Watson. And then at... Oh, this was a trap.
I'm laughing at the Dante.
Saquon, Dante.
No idea. None.
Monty.
It's Monty. Saquon, but just don't, Monty. Don't David Montgomery. So okay. You just say Dante.
Dante. Saquon, Montgomery, trash cans, and then has Ingram at tight end. Has the 104, a 25, and 26 first. Now here's an inbox offer. Give Dak the 104, Saquon, Keenan Allen. Get Mahomes the 202. And a 26 first, and it's the worst manager in the league. He said, also, any other ideas how to improve this team to compete? So I guess the reason he said 202 and then 112 in parentheses is because it's going to be 112 next year. Yeah. Okay. What do you think here? Who did I say was up first?
I just want to make sure. So we're going from a 10 to 12, but we're remaining right. Start 10.
Right.
So, but then he said it was the 202, which is really the 112. So are they doing the expansion after the draft, I assume?
And are they doing it in 26? Wait, the 112 is this year.
Yeah, well, I figured if it's 12 after the season, then does he mean after next season, maybe?
No, I think that's this one. I'm confused. Yeah,
I think it is. Let's just assume he has a late first or early second right now. So he's giving, what is it again? Give Dak the 104, Saquon, Keenan Allen, get Mahomes a late first and a 26 first. That's the worst manager in the league. What do you think?
I mean, if you just take the Keenan Allen and Saquon equivalent to the 112 and the 26 first, roughly.
Okay.
Roughly. I'd probably rather have the picks there, but you could say roughly because it's a 26 first. And I lean to the fact that he says it's the worst manager in the league. That's good context. Like, I value that pick to stash. That's not a zero burger, even though it's 2 years out. It's really Dak in the 104 for Mahomes. And it's one of those you don't feel comfortable with, but it's Mahomes. Dak is a little volatile. You can't trade Dak for what he's worth to your roster. And the 104 is still... Especially if you're not wanting a quarterback, your 104 is like, all right, now I have a Dunze or it's Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Like, would you give up Dak and Drake May for Mahomes?
Yeah. Yes.
And in a 12 teamer, I think you probably heavily consider it, especially with the fact that that first, it's not even that I have to wait 2 years for that first. Doesn't it feel good if you have the first right now in 25 of the team where you look at their roster and you're like, man, that team's rough.
Trash.
Like, you know, at some point you have a golden ticket that the other members of your league will value as like a top five future pick, which means you can legitimately turn that pick into a starter. Right now, it's just a random first. But in a year, people are going, man, that team's awful. He traded away Mahomes, who is his only good asset ever. And now I have his first. So, yeah, I think I'd lean for it.
So I just to go over this, what I went over in today's episode was going over the hit rate on the last 5 years of first round draft picks, rookie draft picks, not NFL draft picks, but our fantasy draft picks in the first round. It's not great, Bob. It's particularly not great. And I have to kind of remind myself of that when I go, oh, the 104 NDAC might be too much. But no, it's not. It's not. Yeah, make that move. Like, I'm going to try to make sure that I do things. Like, we talk about when we trade for picks, we trade for them because not because we want to make them, but because we want to use them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would make that deal. Clay, we've got a couple people that have hit bingo and they want to know what to do.
Oh, nice. Wait, a couple people? Wait, Vapad has bingo? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. This is good. All right, here, so
I start a couple of them. We've got Vapad, he has bingo.
Yeah, and then so does Connor Gray.
He's given us the proof. He had Liquidate, Smash Hammer, Dio John, and Shane loses to English. I must have lost English early, I'm guessing.
Yep. It's
Connor Gray. Hammer,
well. Hammer's the free square and Connor Gray. Connor, you want to lay out what you see in front of you as well? I can double check your bingo card. No, you guys you can be the I don't know. I'm gonna give you something cool. Yeah, Clay stumbles for sure. Swear word that happened early. Hammer Dio John cans. Okay. Yeah, just do me a favor, email clay@dynastytradesandfive.com and say you were the bingo winners. We'll get you something. We'll get you something cool. I'm trying to think of something other than just a hat. We're opening a new merch store, so I'll be stoked. Lee Cooper says bingo. We might have to try this kind of thing again. I didn't give tons of time for people to buy the bingo cards.
I got to be honest with you, Clay. I don't know that you explained it well because I didn't understand what was going on, and I'm usually really on top of this stuff.
Yeah, you're a good barometer.
Shane, do you have a grandma?
Well, she's dead, but yeah, technically.
I should have asked, have you had a grandma that has played bingo before?
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
They loved bingo.
Based on stuff said in the stream, there was a bingo game that was going on out there with the people that were listening.
Andy from Australia, thank you for the three hammers. Let's start with Scott on this one. 10 team super flex, start 11, half PPR. It is 6 point per passing touchdown and one of those -4 INTs. Hurts, Watson, Danny Dimes, AOC, and backups at quarterback. Has JT, Pacheco, Connor, Jalen Warren at running back, AJ Brown, Diggs, Adams, Devontae Smith, D-Hop, and then McBride and Goddard at tight end. Has the 101 and then, 101/2. Yeah, 101 and 102 we're going with. Two possible trades with the same manager. Give Jonathan Taylor, Marvin Mims, and 225 seconds. Get Jamar Chase.
Dude, why are you even asking us? Hold on. Go hit accept.
Hit accept
on the second one, too.
Give Taylor, get Devin Singletary, and George Pickens. Thoughts?
Well, thanks. If you got to give Taylor, you do the first one. And then the Taylor trade goes away automatically when you trade him away.
Right. Please do that first one because
absolutely smash. That's someone that definitely values Taylor. So that's someone that appreciates running backs a little more than us. They are running back connoisseurs, if you will.
And with this QB scoring, I bet if you ran the war, I get it's half PPR, but again, it's a 10 teamer and it's punishing QB scoring. So I'm just going Marv, Neighbors, and I added Jamar Chase. I couldn't have asked for a better day at the office, and I did it all in about 5 minutes. Accepted the trade, made those picks. What a day.
Yeah.
You better hope that Hurts isn't Captain Turnover again like he was last year then, with that -4 interceptions, because that's going
to
hurt.
But you have Danny Dimes to back him up.
yeah. that's a security blanket. Yeah, I don't like the -4s. I mean, again, like you do you, everybody has their settings of choice. -4s. I don't like anything to make quarterbacks gross.
Shane, do you like the kind where they just don't punish quarterbacks for anything bad and it's just all positive?
I don't try that as a parenting technique. I certainly don't want it in fantasy. You know, just normal. -2 for an interception. Don't punish me for sacks. Because it's not my fault if my line's bad. And obviously I should lose points for fumbles. That's all.
You know what I don't like, though? And maybe so fumble and fumble lost. So you lose a point for the fumble, and then you also lose if it's lost. It should just be lost, right?
No, it should be the opposite. 90% of fumbles are the fault of the player who fumbled. It's the luck is if you get it back or not, generally.
Interesting.
Like a fumble, a running back that fumbles a lot, you don't even look at the fumbles lost. How many times do they actually fumble? Because, your fat guard fell on it before the other team's fat defensive tackle. That's literally it. Like, it's just luck sometimes if you get the fumble back. I think you drop the ball It should be a fumble. It should be negative points, in my opinion, if we want to keep it true.
Yeah, I just don't like the double dip with the fumble and then fumble lost.
Agreed.
Okay.
I understand what Scott's saying, but if the fumble's not recovered by the other team, I should not be punished for it. It's bad enough that player is probably going to get benched if he fumbles too much. I don't need to be losing fantasy points for it as well.
Okay, let's hit these ones quick, because these technically were the bingo cards, and they also threw in questions as well with the bingo donation. So I definitely want to hit this, but I thought I just hit delete. Did you see the horror on my face? No. THB11. Shane, we're going to start with you on this one. Thanks for buying the bingo card. Thank you for the hammer. 12-team, 1 QB, half PPR, start 9. In a win now situation, what are you doing with Aaron Jones types? What kind of return can you even expect to get? Shane, what do you think here? 1 QB, half PPR, win now.
You're generally not getting much of anything. We talk about this. There's certain players that are more valuable to your roster than the third round draft pick you're going to get for them in a start 9. Aaron Jones. I'm fine with using him next year. He could just hit the cliff and completely fall off the edge of the earth like Dalvin Cook last year.
In this format, $210 or Aaron Jones. If you're win now, are you paying the $210? Single QB half PPR.
No, I'd probably just hold the $210 till in season and just pick and choose among the running backs that, you know, I know haven't fallen off the face of the earth.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to this Sebastian one here. Thanks for buying the bingo card. Thank you for the hammer. 12 team super flex start 11. It is 1.5 for tight ends. Has T-Law, Danny Dimes, Aiden, Cans at running back. Has Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Waddle. And then at tight end, Kincaid and Joku. And then Mike Williams and J-Mo. It's all mixed up here. He's like, wait, I forgot Mike Williams and J-Mo. Okay, no depth, has the 112, 203, 209, 212, all future picks with an extra 25 first and second. What moves do I make? What do I address first? And who should I target? What do you think here, Scott? 12 team start 11.
Man, so we only have six legit assets probably here. The three receivers, Kincaid, Njoku, T-Law. Things we could actually sell. I mean, he's got picks, but to start 11, don't have the draft capital this year to really make a dent in the roster. You're probably just looking at placeholders. I would probably actually see if I can move one of the tight ends for two shots this year. That'd be one place I would start. You don't really have much else. Can I move Kincaid for 26 first and another shot this year? Like something where I can just get two pieces. Anything for Mike Williams, J-Mo. Can I take J-Mo in the 203 and move up to
202?
111 and then see if I can split that for a 25 first. I mean, I kind of want to punt this year. He says he has his own future picks. Mm-hmm. I would also be fine splitting one of Chase or St. Brown, depending on what you can get. Can you get this will be a nice trade where you can get one of those Chase for 103 and a future first, something like that. I'd be willing to do a deal like that. You got to take a little risk because you're just going to need assets. I mean,
sure.
The one thing I would say, you have a team like this, T-Law, Chase, St. Brown, Waddle, Kincaid, those five players probably survive another season, generally valued where they are. So you could go into next year and go, okay, I'm going to build with hopefully more high-end picks next year because I have my own first, and then maybe you're competitive. But if you want to speed it up, you probably got to split some pieces.
So let's go to the crowd here with one. Overplayed, thank you for the question. JJ or Olave in the 105, Shane? 12 teams start 11.
You know, I hate these questions because last year at this time, I said that Olave should be in this realm, the JJ realm, and he's not there because he was only the wide receiver 19 last year.
Nope.
Man. Wide receiver.
That's more fun, Shane.
Let's just say he stays the wide receiver 19. Let's live in that world, right? So let's say he stays the wide receiver 19. He's a low end wide receiver. What do you call that? Two. Well, half, whatever. He's like halfway to wide receiver. He's a wide receiver. Wide receiver one and two. Half.
You got it right.
Yeah. Yes. No. I'm saying he's like not really a low end. He's in the
middle. Like a back third.
he's an upper quadrant wide receiver two. I'm trying to color it up so it's nice. And then the 105. I'd want some team context. Mm-hmm. I think you got to hold on to JJ here. I do. You're putting too much weight into this 105. Like that 105 has to hit, and it has to hit at a minimum Olave, if not Olave plus range for this trade to pay off. So yeah, I'm holding on to JJ here. You've got one of the elite assets in Dynasty. Unless the trade is an absolute, yeah, I need to do it, then I'm not doing it.
I mean, what if your quarterbacks here are like, you know, just awful. Any times and
you need one.
You got the Giants stack and you got Will Levis. Are you doing it just to kind of like take a shot on a Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
I mean, if I do that, I'm yeah. And I'd also be looking to see if I could flip Olave for even a back end first and maybe a future first, and giving up a couple seconds to make it happen. If my team is just in complete disarray, it's just been torn asunder. If it's been an orphan left on the side of the road, as was alluded to earlier.
Yeah. Or when you get that 105, I mean, heck, maybe you can tack onto that and move on up. You know, that again is just the flexibility and liquidity of picks. So. Or fungibility, that was on the bingo card.
It was on the bingo, but that's the thing though. So you can't make that deal with the expectation that you're making that pick. If you're making that deal with the expectation that you're just taking Roma Dunze and hoping that him and Chris Olave are going to somehow surpass or at least equal JJ, I think you're going about it incorrectly.
Yeah, well said. Scott Potsky got us two hammers. Thank you very much. This is a 24 team start nine, one QB, barely a tight end premium. I don't know what to do. I have a fully win now team. CMC, Tyreek, Lockett, JT, Rashi Rice, trash cans, no picks at all. I want to win now, but I feel like I'm stuck as any advice. Wait, so I have a fully win now team. Is this a win now team? I don't see a quarterback. Oh, it's one QB, but there's none. What do you think here, Scott?
I mean, who had stuck as fuck on their bingo card? Was that one of the options? No?
We can say that word every once in a while now.
Well, yeah, when you're an hour and a half in. Feed. Yeah, when you're an hour and a half in, YouTube and whatever podcaster you use, they've stopped listening to it. But little known fact, they are using AI to start listening to them for curse words, so they'll be able to catch them easier. I made that last part up. I just assume it's true.
It's probably
easy to find them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's 24 team, one QB. We don't see a lot of 24 team questions on here. Probably a cool league, but I'm guessing the QB scarcity is almost double what it would be even in a super flex, because it's like a two QB, but almost even harder to find one, because you know teams need two throughout the season. The teams with two are probably like, man, I need that second one. So the only things you probably could trade for even a Kirk Cousins type would be like, I need CMC, Tyreek, or JT. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably the only thing you could move for a quarterback, which you probably don't want to do. So I guess I need more context. Pick up every backup QB possible and just pray. Pray that you have a QB. I mean, here's the thing. How many weeks are other teams not going to have a QB here?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to have one and it's a guy that scores 6 points. So it's not like you're absolutely screwed if you don't have one week, but it would be nice if you could get some for free. But I probably don't want to trade for one unless you literally can trade like Tyler Lockett for the shittiest QB. If I can get 6 weeks of starts from anybody, I would probably do it for Tyler Lockett. But interesting one. Need more context.
It is nice when you can get some for free.
You want me to read this one? Somebody put this up here.
Well, I just got people reminded. That's a 24 teamer with nine starters.
like anybody alive is probably a good starter. That's like a 12 team start.
I mean, it is
like any so usable player is probably valuable.
Definitely.
Anybody alive? Oh boy. Okay. Let's go to Brian Mormon. Thank you very much for the hammer. Appreciate it. Shane, it is a 10 team Superflex start 11. We have Herbert, Geno at quarterback, Gibbs and trash cans at running back, Lamb, Ayuk, London, JSN, Jaden Reed, Ridley, and then lists a couple more. Laporta and McBride at tight end. Have all the picks over the next 3 years, plus the 209, 309, and the 25 second. Here's an inbox offer, Shane. Send London and the 110. Get Anthony Richardson. It's a 10-team Superflex start 11. What do you think?
Getting big on Gibbs here, huh? I'm comfortable doing that. I am comfortable doing that. Lamb, Ayuk, Cans, London, JSN slides up. Oh, and then I'd probably look to see if I can flip JSN for an additional pick. I'm just curious. So he has the 110. I guess that's the only pick he has in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't like 2-for-1 deals, but if I'm going to do it, I think I'm going to do it for a player like Anthony Richardson. And as much steam as London has in the market, at least according to vaporware out there, he doesn't have it in the real world. So if you can do this, I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. The fact that that pick, it's the 110. It's not like the 106 or 7, not kind of in one of those range, 110. That makes me feel a lot better about
it. I mean, it could be Michael Penix. Michael Penix and Drake London or Anthony Richardson, Scott.
I mean, a 10-teamer, I'm hesitant to give up receivers for quarterbacks, but you're also getting some positional advantage potential with Richardson. So the pick is a little more pedestrian than it would be if it's a higher one. So yeah, I'm fine with it.
Scott, this is a hammer from Manny. Thank you very much. It is a 12 team super flex start 10 half PPR full point for the tight ends, 6 point per passing touchdown, 26 man roster, Lamar, Allen, Cousins, and a bunch of backup quarterbacks, Bijan, CMC, Barkley, Chubb, Ford, Raheem Mostert. Then has CD, Kupp, Diojohn, McLaurin, Godwin, D-Hop, and Lockett. And then at tight end, Hockenson and Waller. Has the 203, one back-to-back. There you go, Manny. And trying to keep it going. League has a medium trade market, but because of the back-to-back, it's tough for him to trade. Yeah, I could imagine so. Let's go back here, Scott. 12 team super flex start 10 half PPR small tight end premium.
Well, I mean, it's a start 10 half PPR tight end premium doesn't matter much here, but you are basically riding the fact that you have Lamar, Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, CD Lamb. We forgot to add him in there.
Bijan.
Those four are
hopefully,
well, but I'm saying the guys that probably carried him to the championship last year, those four. Clearly, he's saying that he's not getting like sweetheart trades. But at the same time, I immediately go, all right, you have Bijan, CMC, Barkley. Like, I'm probably willing to roster construct around not needing Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford, Raheem Mostert, and I can probably trade away one of those running backs. Receivers, you're kind of already at the lowest common denominator. I mean, look at his receiver room, Shane. It is tiered down to like the most productive, non-valuable receivers you can possibly have. From Kupp and on, it's almost like, man, I like that guy for what he could produce, but nobody would probably really want him. So I don't think you necessarily need, this is kind of what I like to do in a half PPR. Everyone else is going to overvalue the mid-tier receiver twos because they're young, and I'm sitting here going, receiver doesn't matter as much, and I've already added a bunch of the guys that probably are worth, what, seconds? McLaurin, Godwin, Hopkins, like. So, I mean, I'd probably want to get different tight ends. Can I upgrade tight end? That might be where I start. I mean, can I do Hockenson in the 203 for a better tight end? Start there. And then the second thing would be splitting one of the running backs.
Yeah. It sounds like he might have to overpay to get something done.
Well, okay. But he's probably trying to go, okay, I'm back-to-back champs. Let me move everything I don't want for stuff that's better.
And Jerome Ford. Yeah.
I bet you if you put Barkley, Bijan, or CMC out there, you will get offers. It may not be what you want. Like, those are the guys I'd be looking like. I Like, Shane, do you want all three of those running backs on this team? Or you could probably afford to get rid of one, right? Insulate yourself a little for the future and still contend easily? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Bijan's probably the one that's going to pull the most back. So, because he's the youngest. So, that's probably the one I'd end up selling, even though that's the one I least want to sell. But he would get me the most return, so.
So here's another one from Manny. He had given us a back-to-back ones. Let's start with you on this one, Shane. I have two leagues that are half PPR. One, the tight end premium is 0.5. So yeah, so 1 point. Do you extract? Okay, here's his question. He says, I have two leagues that are half PPR. One, the tight end premium is 0.5. So yes, full point for tight end. He says, do you extrapolate this as a 2.0 tight end premium mindset? Answer, and then the other one, he says, the tight end premium is 1, so it's 1.5 for tight ends. How do you look at it in this triple premium is what he calls it. So, Scott, he's wondering if doubling, so you go from half PPR for everybody, full PPR for tight ends, if that's the same thing as full PPR and then 2.0 for tight ends. Does it work like that?
The half PPR and 1.0 for tight ends? No, it doesn't. Because really what you're doing is you're comparing the tight ends. The only thing that changes for tight ends, they don't change relative to each other. They change relative to the flexes. So when you take 1.5 and now you're comparing them to receivers that are only getting 0.5, you're sitting there looking at like Jake Ferguson and you're going, damn, he was like wide receiver 12.
No.
But he's not valued at wide receiver 12. But you're looking at his scoring relative to DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, and you're like, man, that's actually closer. I guarantee it's closer than what the market says. So that's the hack. Be willing to basically take your tight ends, combine them with receivers. That's your threshold. That's how I would play it. So it doesn't mean you overvalue tight ends, but you're willing to go a little slimmer at receiver because of the difference, because you know you can just find some productive tight ends that are going to score similar.
Let me ask you something. It's not really, it's kind of germane to the conversation. Why does no fantasy site have tight end premium scoring? Like you, if you go to PPR scoring, well, duh. You go to any scoring, you look at like, just for example, not putting them on blast, but Fantasy Pros. You go on Fantasy Pros, they have half standard, half and full PPR. But there's no tight end premium. Like I haven't found a site yet where you can go and do, let me put the 2 point tight end premium in on this. If anyone knows of one, please let me know.
Well, they have tight end premium that you can toggle on and off on most of them, but you can't like type in.
Well, no, he's saying like Fantasy Data, they don't have they have 6 point per passing touchdowns, 4 point, half PPR, PPR, but you can't go 2 PPR. I mean, honestly, what I do is I have a master
go into sleeper.
Well, no, I have a master spreadsheet that has basically every format and it's just calculated. Like it's easy to take PPR to 2 PPR. You literally just multiply the receptions by 2 and add, you know what I mean? It's not hard. You're right.
No. It's just annoying.
That's groundbreaking, Shane. That is 100%. I agree. It should be.
I would just like it because then you could actually see the rank. Oh, okay. Well, Travis 100%. Kelce in this format outscored Justin Jefferson by 3 points a game, but you can't do that on one sheet. You have to go like you do. You have to make your own spreadsheet. Like that's just absurd in the year 2024.
Yeah, you'd want to look at like the flexes, right? And see how many tight ends were like 100%. In the top 24. Yeah, definitely.
Hey. All right. I'm gonna what's the word I'm looking for when you
not do what you're about to say.
You have connections with Fantasy Data, Shane. Whoever your email connection is, how hard would that be to create an extra tab? Come on.
I don't know. I'm going to ask him. I think Destination Devi should do that. Put it up on our site. We'll be the only, and then we could market that. We're the only site that does this. This is something that Shane thought of. It's amazing.
How about the only thing we put up is tight end premium score?
Yes. No.
Nothing else.
That's it. All right. Thank you for the hammers. We have tight end premium. Team is blah, blah, blah. All right. Casey Shams. Thank you for the two hammers. Appreciate it. Scott, 12 team, 1 QB start 9. Has Herbert, Kyler at quarterback, Kyron, Gibbs, Ramondre Spears at wide receiver, Amon-Ra, JJ, Pittman, London, Garrett Wilson, and then at tight end, Goddard. Has the 103-105. League only has 2 seasons left. Are you trading the potential war advantage of Kyron for the 102? I'm trading a hammer to hopefully get one in Neighbors. Defending champion. Thoughts? Congrats, Casey. So that's interesting. The league only has two seasons left. 12-team, one QB start nine, Scott.
It's an interesting question. I would just say this. If you were in a redraft league, Kyren Williams would go in round one, and Malik Neighbors would go in like round three or round four. That's my answer. That's if you're telling me the league like is that. 2 years old and it will not go any farther than that, and it's only going through 2025, I get it. There's dynasty value, but the only reason I would take Neighbors would be if I could literally turn around and trade him for, I don't know, Kyren Williams.
Or like that. Tyreek or, you know, just somebody who you know is going to.
I mean, this is like redraft, right? You do everything you can to get, guy gets injured, he's gone. You know what I mean? Like it's 2 years left. It would make it. I always wonder these kind of leagues, does anybody actually trade when it gets to like the middle of next year? What's the point? You know?
Yeah.
Or does the team that's out of it go, well, this league's over, I'll trade everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, trades would look really suspect when the team
it's gonna be so gross, like as you get closer to it. It's probably gonna end sooner than that. There will be something that goes down that crumbles it before those two seasons. Maybe not, but yeah, you can see that on the wall. Okay. Let's keep going here. And Scott, I did want to do this one because this was the other day. Shane and I were on here. Ty might have been on as well. But JN14 got us seven hammers. So I told him that we'd have you jump in and give your thoughts. And he's a Discord member. He was like, don't worry about it. I was like, no. You're a Discord member. You're definitely being talked about on Primetime. So it is a 12-team or a 10-team Superflex start 12. Two running backs, two tight ends, half PPR, 5 point per passing touchdowns. The team is Kyler, Caleb, and Trash Cans. Has B-Rob, David Montgomery, and then has JJ, Marv, London, Neighbors, Tyreek, Dell, Pittman, Zay. And then let's see what else. Andrews, Goddard, and Bowers at tight ends. I remember this one. 101, 102, 104, 6. And then has some thirds, 325 first, 326 first. The activity is mid. Running back room sucks, but I don't feel like overpaying for risky hammers because wide receivers will drive my points. I'm the most active manager on waivers. He says, if my older threshold wide receivers are healthy close to the playoffs, I'll consolidate, sell if it makes sense. Playoff teams last year weren't driven by hammer QBs. And then the last part here, QB3s have been liquid and affordable, so I'll get one when the time's right. I feel uncomfortably content, and I want some humble pie from you pros. General advice at this point? I mean, it's hilarious because he already put all these rookies on his team, but also still has the picks, right? What do you think?
I was going to say, so he's got Caleb, Marv, Neighbors, and Bowers that he's already drafted, right? That's basically what he's putting in for.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what his plan is.
I mean, he's got six future firsts, and the only thing that I would say is probably weak would be the running back depth. Like, I need to make sure I have a bunch of not all cans have to be good, but some of them have to be like decent quality. Like, they can withhold not just getting dropped on the ground and break open. Like, you got to actually have some substance to your cans. And I mean, JJ, Marv, London, Neighbors, Tyreek, Pittman, Dell, Zay, and then five more threshold receivers. Is that what apparently he's saying?
Yeah.
I mean, what do we mean by five thresholds? Is that like Hopkins?
Hollywood.
He already got the future. You got too many assets here. So, like, you can do whatever the hell you want. What was the quote from early in the stream? Someone said in there, Shane just should say, do whatever you want on every question. I mean, that's what I feel about this team. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's got literally depth everywhere except for he could use a QB3, more running backs. He's fine at tight end. I mean, six future firsts. Like, yeah, you just stay fluid.
Right. Okay. Dude, so
people should take that as a compliment, though. If someone looks at your team and they're like, yeah, you could do whatever you want, that generally means you've built it really well and you have a lot of options because your team is, or your roster is built really well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get Jackie Moons here. He says, bingo, bingo indeed. Thank you for buying the card. Here is a 12-team start 10 super flex PPR, 6 point per passing touchdown, 1.5 for the tight ends. He says Bryce, Ty Chandler, another trash cans, Alave, Rice, London, JSN, and then at tight end, McBride has the 101, 102, 110, 201, 205, and 325 first. And the question is, give JSN, get Dell. And he's asking if that's a smash. I mean,
I'll do a quick answer on this. No, because it's a 50-50 bet. It's a heads or tails. It's a left or right, up or down. If you want one over the other, that's fine. I will say, sneak peek on a mannequin show coming out, I argued for JSN over Tank Dell for one individual reason. If you can get a deal like this, JSN goes out and smashes week one, he's more valuable than Tank Dell.
Yes.
Now, you may say he's not as good as Tank Dell. He doesn't have as good a quarterback. He has more competition, all of that stuff. But part of me kind of looks at, like, if I had to pick and I'm getting no leverage and I'm not getting any sort of stack or anything, it's just one for one. Kind of go, this is how I want to get some JSNs, especially if I'm not high on Tank Dell or I am overexposed on a receiver that I'm trading away. So maybe that's the tiebreaker. Shane, what do you think?
I mean, you already know how I feel about JSN, but
I know, complete, but this is one where if it was in your inbox, how would you respond? Would you just go, I don't even know why I would do this deal or what?
I concede the point, and I did concede the point that if JSN goes out and has a good week, basically he's recouped any value that he lost. That's literally all it takes. Tank Dell was a whatever there, he was. I forget what.
There's your context. Granted. Six JSNs and no Dells.
Does that change it? Yeah, get Dell. Get Dell. Yeah.
Like that little tidbit for either of us would go, we'll just go with the other, right?
Yeah, give me Dell. Like, okay. Yeah, there's no reason to have six JSNs under any circumstances.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's like, portfolio play. Just a little diversification. Go. Don't mind me. This is Homeboy says, reroll JSN for the 106 today.
Make him feel good there, Shane.
Love
bro,
it.
You should not be conflicted even in the least. Not in the least. You won.
Yeah.
You are the champion of the world.
What if that's a one
the champion? Well, then it's a little less of a super win.
Yeah, super win. Super win. Here, let's do this. So we're going to go to where Sebastian said, add this to my hammer. Sebastian, did I already answer your hammer or something? I don't know. I'll have to keep looking for that. Shane's just shaking his head. He's like, I have no idea what this Clay guy's even talking about. Okay, let's see here. Let's put this one up here for now. Cheryl Hodson says, new here, easiest way to find to get my roster reviewed. Well, I'm glad you asked. Shane Scott, how about this? How about you pitch your roster reviews? We won't have Shane tell you where to find them or how to get a hold of you guys, but you guys have been doing a ton of roster reviews. So Cheryl, glad you could find us. Go ahead, Scott.
First of all, you can email roster reviews at dynastytrades5.com. Damn it.
Roster review. It's singular.
So close.
You know what? All right, Scott, someone should create roster reviews at Dynasty Trades in 5, and they would get a bunch of inquiries just from bad pitches where we forget what the email. Yeah.
We have an auto route to the proper one. It's like the, you know, little Shane buffers.
What were we talking about? Roster reviews? The best way to get them. Clay, what's that email?
Yeah, email rosterreview at dynastytradesin5.com, or you can go to dynastytradesin5.com/rosterreview. We have a couple different options. We have the peer-to-peer, and then we have the live ones with Shane and Scott, where they're literally in the Zoom with you, getting weird. Go ahead.
I mean, look, me and Scott pretty much break down roster construction, go through the war heavily, Scott on the war while I look off into the clouds. Then, you know, I'll poke my head back in and be like, all right, let's make these trades. You know, I mean, we dive into the whole league basically, and who's your competitors? Do you have a chance to win this year? Like, what can you do? And we're honest with you. If your team isn't good enough to win, we will tell you that. Like, we're not just going to give you a good news. Like, we're not. We're going to get in there, get with you, like I said, we're going to go through the roster construction. We're going to go through trade options. We're going to go through long-term plans. We'll talk about rookie drafts coming up, what you could do with the picks, better ways to use the picks, things like that.
I would just say it's like 45 minutes of very intense, like, focus on what we talk about when we're breaking down like a pretty in-depth trade. But we'll look at your team, and it's what you put into it. The more engaged you are, the more you know about your league mates, their tendencies, how things work in your league, it'll be something we can use to help you break down where to go. Because a lot of times you can't get that in one question. Even if it's a, you know, 280 character tweet, you can't put all that context in. Whereas here, we record it, we'll give you a copy of it, and we do make ourselves available for follow-ups if you have stuff where it's pretty clear, like, hey, it's just quick hit. Going to run this by you. So it's a good service. We enjoy doing them because we've gotten to know so many followers and so many listeners that have helped us out in other ways too. You know, I've done stuff for the channel, are in business with other things that we're able to use to make the channel better. Like, there's been a lot of good connections. So I enjoy doing them. Yeah. It's a great service. Roster review at dynastytradesin5.com. Or listen, if you message any of us where we are, if you're in the Discord, like, hey, I want to get a roster review, like, we'll get you to Terrell Sanford, who sets up all the times and bookings and everything. So it's pretty fun. This is the time of year to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll just add on to that. Like, you know, when Jackie Moon added that little tidbit, oh, I have six JSNs and I have no Tank Dells. That's the stuff when we can go back and forth with you. We're not talking at you. We're talking with you. So you can give us that information. Hey, Joe is a giant Jets fan. So every time this happens, you know what I mean? So it's good that we can have the context going back and forth. We got one more bingo question, apparently.
Yeah. And I just want to mention too, before on the bingo tip, Sean Hamilton is one of our Discord members, one of our patrons. He was the one who created the bingo card and everything for this evening. So just kick ass people in this community, inside and outside the Discord. People are like, hey, I'm willing to help. You don't need to give me anything. Appreciate you guys. So we appreciate you, Sean. Let's hit another trade here. We are almost done here. Don't think my bingo hammer was answered, but here it is. Let's do it just in case. Dan has a 12 team Superflex start 10 PPR, Lamar T-Law. Then has Breece, Bijan, Kyren, DK, Devontae Smith, London, Higgins. Then has Deontay Johnson as well, Kittle at tight end. No 24 picks, has 225 firsts. Roll this team out, or should I upgrade a single position? Thoughts and advice? What do you think?
The first thing I look at is all that equity in the running back position. And then look at the wide receivers, and it looks like a teeter-totter. Is that what they call those? The things you sit on where the one fat kid's on this side and then the skinny kid's over here.
Yeah, seesaw thing?
Up in the air. Like, that's what it looks like to me. It definitely needs wide receivers. I would try to see if I can convert either Bijan or Breece Hall into a wide receiver of equal stature. That's the one position I would probably be looking at to upgrade. T-Law as well, but that's mostly because of my hatred of T-Law. But as your second quarterback, I mean, he's fine, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would try to trade one of the running backs for receiver plus if you can do it. Here's the thing. It doesn't need to be an amazing receiver. Give me another guy that's like right in that range or a little bit higher. I can win with that if I have the positional advantage at running back and I have Lamar and stays healthy. So, McShane, would you give up Bijan Robinson for Malik Nabers and Brock Bowers here? No tight end premium.
No.
Okay. I mean, that kind of deal, though, if you find a deal like that, could be one where you're like, it fits my construction. I can roster construct around a weak QB2 and maybe shaky running back depth. So, it's a good team, but yeah. And if you got to move something of value to get something back.
Right. And Bowers, if he's what people expect, he should be a positional advantage at tight end, like even without a premium.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to this one right here from Nick. 12 team Superflex start 10 tiered PPR has Burrow, Kyler, Pacheco, Connor, and has JJ, CD, Deontay, Downs, Mike Williams, Pop Douglas. Otten and Fant at tight end. Has the 111, 209, and some thirds. Here's an inbox offer for us. Give the 111, 307, and Pacheco. Get Waddle and Spears. Looking to move the 111 for a proven wide receiver. Running back war is markedly lower than wide receiver and QB in this league after mid running back ones. Thanks, guys. Love the content. Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks for buying a bingo card too. Scott, what do you think here? 12 teams, Superflex, start 10.
Yeah, Nick, that is very common where the running back war drops off and then it goes flat. I'm definitely doing this because I'm getting Waddle for basically the 111. Listen, I can be fine with substituting Spears in for Pacheco. I can live with that. I'm fine doing this deal.
I feel like that's an absolute smash. Yeah, the downgrade from Pacheco to Spears isn't, I don't love it, but yeah, Waddle by about a million over the 111.
Yeah, that's a good way to get a Waddle. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, with the 111. That's a question mark.
I mean, that's
let super me point
cheap.
This out to everybody. You sold the 111 for Waddle, which you would not be able to get one for one. You hid in some value with the third, and you hid in a little value by selling the other person that they're getting a running back upgrade. Now, the reality is Pacheco really better than Spears? I'd take Pacheco over Spears, but I'm throwing him in my lineup and living with the war. The difference is negligible. So I think that's like that is a savvy trade where you look at it and go, oh yeah, I gave the other guy three pieces, an upgrade, an extra third, but I got really what I wanted and I used the 111, which was the core piece. So very savvy trade. Very good offer.
Brendan, thank you for the hammer and the bingo card. 10 team start 11 super flex. Tight ends are 1.74. 10-team super flex, PPR, 1.75 for the tight end, start 11. Currently have Herbert, Gibbs, Puka, Laporta, and a bunch of below-tier wide receivers like Waddle and Tank. My 14th projected player is Flowers and need to hammer up. What are the tier of players that don't matter anymore? Trying to win a championship and trying to make sure I have enough hammers to win. Who was?
I was just reading.
Yeah, I was just reading your private messages. Shane, 10 team start 11 super flex tight end premium. He needs to hammer up. He wants to hammer up.
He's got that's Herbert, Gibbs, Puka, Laporta, and a bunch of below tier wide receivers like Waddle and Tank. My 14th projected player is Flowers and need to hammer up. I'm confused by that sentence.
So it's a start. It's a start 11, 10 teamer. He has basically 14 players that are all kind of like, other than the guys he said, Herbert, Gibbs, Puka, Laporta. Let's just say he's got a bunch of just kind of wide receiver twos, threes, fours, decent players. How does he get hammers when he has, let's literally assume like two Zay Flowers. What can he get with two Zay Flowers, Shane?
Two Zay Flowers are probably
Tank Dell, Zay Flowers. What can you get for them in a start 11, 10 teamer?
Chris Olave in a third. Chris Olave maybe a late second. Maybe Garrett Wilson, probably nothing added to it, which is, it's neither here nor there. But you get a player like that, someone that still has a little risk to him, but you're not going to trade those two players and get back A.J. Brown, most likely. I mean, you could try it, but I wouldn't expect you to be able to pull that off, but you could do it for players again, like Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Would you do Waddle and Tank Dell for AJ Brown?
It's only 110. Yes, I would. You're forgetting how good AJ Brown was last year in the beginning of the year, Clay. My dude was absolutely.
Yeah, but then what happened?
I think the reaction from Clay, though, is why you might be able to get that deal done, because there's somebody that may go, I don't know. Like that pause is, you're probably like, oh man, I tried to send Tank Dell and Zay Flowers for Ja'Marr Chase, and he said it's not going to work. Like you probably have to be a little risky. You have a problem. You may need to take a little risk to fix it.
Yep. Okay. I think that pretty much.
No, apparently we have one from Vapad on a auction question.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it up.
Okay, Vapad. I thought we just had. Okay, yeah. No, sounds good. So 32 team, start 6. Seriously? Wait, was he the 24 team, one QB?
No, no, no. Different one. 32 times six, Scott. What's that? 184.
Nope, 192.
192.
So goddamn close.
That team added eight. That team expanded eight teams in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, so 32 teams start six.
Super flex.
Running back, two wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, and a super flex. Tier PPR, a bunch of hammers are going for 30 to 50% of the budget. In such a shallow format, do I take two, maybe three hammers, or five 20% players that are closer to Davis range, he says.
I mean, Gabe Davis?
Gabe Davis, I guess.
I think that was Gabe Davis, yeah.
Okay. Should we pick a different name?
Well, no. It's a 32 teamer. Yeah. Okay. So you, in theory, if you could just, I don't know any of the rules, but in theory, if you could just get Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and then waiver players, would you take your chances with that? There's going to be 20 teams that are starting no quarterback or like Geno Smith or, you know, whoever the Steelers start, you know what I mean? Like there's going to be teams that have some skill players, but like nothing to trade and no answers to get a quarterback. And if you can get cheap backup quarterbacks, I would do that as well. Like that would be like, I would want half my team to be backup quarterbacks. I don't know what
apparently the Mahomes and Allen are already gone. Cause Vapehead saying that Mahomes and Allen went for $511 each. Do we even have, I don't even know what the budget
thousand.
Is.
Yeah, a thousand. So you would have literally bought two players and been done. So maybe I would have gone a little cheaper, but the point is, if I have two hammer QBs, do you know how many weeks I'm going to be crushing half the league? Wait till one of them gets injured. Wait till somebody has a bye week. Like there's going to be half the league that literally can't even set a lineup.
Yeah.
So I would have spent on two elite QBs and I'm going, I'll find literally anybody that's breathing after that and just throw them in.
Diggs and Terry for the 203 and 209 will be our last one here. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll do that. You're getting Diggs and Terry McLaurin, right? Correct. Yeah, I'll do that.
You'll do that? 203 and 209 for them? Yep. Sounds good. We might have missed, just in case, this blast bingo here. 12-team super flex, half PPR, full point for tight end, start nine. Deshaun Watson... I didn't already do this one, did I? Deshaun Watson, Ty Chandler, Jalen Warren, Kendre Miller, has Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Kirk Tank, Goddard at tight end, has the 103, 107, 112, 203, 208, 210, and then has a couple 25 first and seconds. That's all I got here. So what are we doing with this team from what we can see? Shane or Scott?
Well, let's go through it together, Shane. We'll break down the team together. How many usable players do we have here in a half PPR start nine?
We've got Higgins and Deontay, Kirk and Tank, but it's start nine. So if that's,
I mean, I'd count Watson. I'd probably say Jalen Warren has a place in a half PPR, but anything else is just what?
I mean, it's even counting them. It's a lot of like, Deontay, Kirk, Del. Correct. I like Del. Deontay and Kirk and Higgins. That seems like a very flat, I'm not going to win you a week type.
And Warren and Watson and Goddard and almost the entire roster feels like, man, somebody else could have these guys on their bench and they would feel.
I need more Tank Dells on this roster. If I don't have absolute hammers, then I need players like Tank Dell. Not to saying that they're plentiful and bountiful, but that's the type of players I would need. But he also has all these picks.
I mean, given the format, would you kind of blow up selling guys like Deontay? I mean, Christian Kirk, Deontay don't move the needle in a half PPR, really. Like, those are guys I'd sell for multiple. Give me it 2 seconds, and they can both be in the future. Don't care. You know, like, that'd be the kind of deal you got to do here. And what do you build around here? Is there a piece you're building around other than maybe the quarterback you draft at 103?
Everything must go.
Pretty much.
Starting fresh. Starting fresh to another startup too.
Yeah, you could talk yourself into Higgins and Watson, but yeah, I mean, and Tank at most three, but even then you're squinting to make it three. So you would be better served. Just, you know, what can I do to blow this up? I've already got the 103, 107, 112. Let's just lean into that. What else can I do?
And Ricky, join a bingo league. You're good at bingo. You're going to have to wait a little while this one rebuilds. So maybe you can join a bingo league and pass the time that way.
Yeah. So I got everybody's emails saying that they won the bingo. So stand by for a prize of sorts, or an announcement on the prize. Sandiford is my chief accountability officer as well. That came with no pay bump, but he's gonna make sure that I give out everything that I'm giving out. We have the listener league from that JJ stream. People are touching base, being like, hey, am I still good? Yes, you're good. That'll get off the ground. And then we have the process of our players listener league that we have to get off the ground as well. But we're going to call it a night. We are an hour and 37 minutes in, 1,866 eyeballs who have all hit the like because they love us and support this channel. You want to say bye, boys?
I laugh when you're like, you throw out another promo and it includes just email me, knowing that Terrell's on the other end of those emails. And they're just like, just email everything.
No.
Inquiry, this card, this prize, just email it. Someone will get back to you. But no, good stream tonight. It was vibrant. There was some funny moments. We covered a lot of trades, a lot of different talk. It's really excited for the next month. I'll just say this.
Yeah.
Mark the time for the draft. You're going to want to be around for the draft on YouTube. If you don't have plans, if you're just going to sit in your living room and watch it, like have your phone, have a laptop, have an iPad, whatever, because there's going to be a lot of good stuff with the streaming.
Massive. Massive draft day party. So Shane, you said we missed one here. Okay. Shane is doing this. All right.
I'll be honest with you. Every fiber of my being was like, just ignore Bill.
Don't pretend
I don't see his comment. But then I know what's like, good. We can't do that.
It was exactly 199 characters instead of 200. So it's meant to be. 12 team superflex, tiered PPR, start 10, quarterbacks, Burrow, T-Law, running backs, Bijan, Ramondre, Chubb, wide receivers, Amon-Ra, Alave, Diggs, Deontay. Tight end Kelsey, lost on the ship last season, no 24 picks, have all the 25s. What's the move here? Go ahead. We'll answer this quick.
When you set your lineup, it looks pretty good, right? Amon-Ra, Alave, Diggs, Deontay, Kelsey, Burrow, T-Law, Bijan. Like, you just need to figure out two more spots, but you don't really have anything to move. So Shaney's got a split, right? What do you got to split? You got to split Bijan here. Try to split Burrow. Tear off and go gross at QB.
I mean, I much rather tear down off of Burrow and T-Law. Although T-Law, I got to stop saying tear down because people are wise to that. So you can't really do that. But right now with the hate for Herbert, can I tear down from Burrow to Herbert and get something else?
I'll give you DJ Moore and Dak Prescott for Joe Burrow. You doing it?
Maybe. I don't think so.
I mean, wouldn't that be a reasonable tear down where you now just say, I'm going down to Dak and I have an extra starter? Isn't that what he means?
You know what? I mean, Dak and Burrow are not completely dissimilar from a scoring perspective.
I think you could probably expect similar numbers.
Yeah. Dak has had, I think it was 2 years ago, he might have had a down year. Don't quote me. I don't have the stats out in front of me. But they're actually not that dissimilar, except in the fact that Burrow is more popular on the market.
Purdy and Ayuk or Burrow?
That's the
kind of tear down you really have to look at. You're not tearing down to, you know, Anthony Richardson. You know what I mean? Like you have to truly go down a tier and be uncomfortable with your QBs if that's the route you're going to go.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to get. No one's going to give you Anthony Richardson in anything worth anything if you do that. It's not going to happen. So I mean, if you can get Dak and DJ, someone along those lines, do that.
I love how I keep getting these emails saying bingo. It's like, isn't it bingo? Once somebody gets it, I think there was two who got it at the same time. That's it, right? Because all these people are like, oh, I got bingo 136 minutes in. Or that's not how many minutes this is. All right, we are out of here. Thank you so much. We will see you. What? Yeah, I'm actually doing a hammer stream with Jax Falcone tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. Who doesn't want to do a hammer stream with Jax? It's going to be a good time. All right, I'm going to end this one though. Thank you very much.